been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do.
A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. It is good to be back. As many of you know, I'm going through some transitional periods, so we are starting some new projects here, and I'm finishing up a few older projects, so we will be broadcasting at different times, and we may go to an every other week schedule for a while I complete some of these remaining projects. But tonight is a very special half hour show. I want to talk to you about a very, very special project that's coming up. And if you like the music that was just playing, it's from one of my colleagues, Cassandra Allen. She is a dynamic lady, a part of the I Am Project movement. And this is one of her pieces entitled Where I Want to Be. Look her up on Amazon. Get a copy of her CD. But we're going to jump right into the show this evening. It is basically about a brand new group of colleagues of mine, all females from different areas of the United States. And we're getting together to put together something called the I Am Project Movement. It will be a virtual movement and real life movement. It's about, I Am actually is an acronym for inspiration, aspirations, and motivations. We are a group of women with real stories, real healing from real hurt, and we will be coming to your town to share our stories of how we have come from pain to power. You may catch all of the information, of course, as always, like us on Facebook under Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. We are there. All of the ladies are there on Facebook. You can get updates to find out where we are, where we will be, and if, of course, you'd like for any of us to visit your neck of the woods, just let us know. You can contact me, and I'll be sure to put you in touch with any of the ladies. And, of course, if you'd like for the group to come, we can accommodate you there as well. But the I Am movement is a very special movement for me because, you know, sometimes you get to talk to the feel-good gurus, and they tell you everything that they know that you want to hear. They take your money, and they tell you what you want to hear. But we're real people with real stories. And let me just give you some insight into the ladies who are member of the I Am Project movement. There are quite a few of us. And, of course, if you go to the Wall Foundation, Inc. on YouTube, that's the channel there, you can see the full I Am Project movement video, promotional video there. Just to give you some information on some of the ladies who you will be getting introduced to in the upcoming weeks, either as a group or individually, and you'll be able to talk to them and ask them questions and get what you need from our conversations. But Lenny Durgan Turner, she is a powerful lady. She's come a long way. And make no mistake, some of us will be sharing the storms that we have come through. Some of us are still in the midst of our storms. So that just adds to the validity and the realization of what it is we're trying to do. But Lenny Durgan Turner, she's been clean and sober for 28 years as of this May. And she's a survivor of domestic violence and marital rape. And currently, she and her two younger children are homeless. But that has not stopped her from moving forward and becoming a voice and an advocate for other people who are in her position. So Lenny Durgan Turner is a powerhouse. And we realize that she's in the middle of something, but she's very much involved. And, of course, anyone who wants to get in touch with her to hear her story, once again, I'll give you all of the contact information, and feel free to let me know, and I will get the word to her for you. Latricia Hendricks, you all know her. She's been on the show many times, and we have worked together offline as well with some projects. And she's an actor, writer, and mom. And she's the author of Behind Our Faces, Thoughts and Reasonings of Suicide. Great book, great lady. And I'm sure you all will enjoy getting to know her again and finding out about her life and what she does. And if you ever watched The Wire, I'm sure you would remember her face and several other shows. But we also have Connie Lee. She's the founder of Family and Friends Fighting Against Child Sexual Assault, or FAXA. And she's out of Louisiana. And Lenny, by the way, is in Michigan. And Connie's in Louisiana. And she's doing some great things with her organization, trying to get yet another movement going, because it seems that child assault is on the rise, along with all types of domestic violence, and Connie's doing great things there. And, of course, Cassandra Allen, she is the musician who created the piece that we were just listening to, and it's also the piece that's playing in the I Am Project Movement video. She's a great lady, and she's also the CEO of Bullhorn Gypsy Media Marketing, among so many of her other talents. She'll be joining us as well. And Rosetta Blount, but I love her name, Angel Wings as well. She is the CEO of Mind Your Business, and she's an HR professional as well with National Multiple Sclerosis. And one thing that I like that Rosetta left us with a statement is that no matter what your circumstance, hold on to eternal faith and unconditional love, as they will do wonders to get you through life's challenges. And that's so true. That is so true. So, you know, these are just, again, this is just a small, small part of our much larger picture, but I wanted to give you guys a bit of a synopsis into who we are and what we're doing. Dr. Shelley Hipsky, I'm sure some of you all know her from her new book, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Planet. She's a professor, author, inspirational speaker, and she's the owner of the Learning Mountain, along with the fact that she's also a fellow talk show host. And She's another powerhouse lady who has done so many great things, and she is a member of the movement. And, of course, you'll be meeting her when we have our sit-down one-on-one conversation to talk to her about her book and everything that she has on tap in addition to the I Am Project movement. And one of my favorite people, she's such a powerful lady, is Pastor Amber Ann Lyons. She's out of Georgia. And I'm sorry, Shelley is in Pennsylvania. So as you can see, we are all over the place. And Amber Ann, as I call her, she's the founder and CEO of From Pain to Purpose, which is an organization that provides domestic violence awareness advocacy services within the community. And From Pain to Purpose was birthed with the vision to aid and support domestic violence victims. So, again, Amber Ann Lyons is out of Georgia. Can you imagine? We are all over the place. We want to have a representative in every state in the United States and then beyond. We want to take our movement abroad. We want to go to other countries and let these people see, touch, and feel us and know that we're real people that have gone through what they're going through. And we want to be able to provide those beacons of light to those who are in need. Another one is Christine M. Green. She has 25 years in architecture. She's an entrepreneur. She's a lady that can really answer your questions. If you have dreams of owning your own company, she's one of the entrepreneurs in our group. And she has done some really, really great things. She is a lady who has gotten very involved with going green. And if you all know about that, that's, you know, trying to help our environment. She is the owner of New Millennium Builders, and that's a construction management company, as well as Sudden Safety Consultants. And she is a union contractor. So, you know, keeping jobs here in America, doing things for the people here. So once again, and of course, Susan Guerin, she's been on the show before. She's a publicist and a friend. She's a child advocate, and she loves the outdoors. She's a great photographer, by the way. And she, one of her passions is being involved with several projects that are giving back to the community. And the I Am Project is just one of them. And of course, we have Elizabeth Zimmerman. She is a writer, and right now she is actually our chief editor for the I Am Project newsletter that we will be putting into publication shortly. But again, this is a group of women whose mission is to promote love, self-esteem. We want to promote domestic violence and child abuse awareness. We are here to talk to you about your dreams, your aspirations. If you want to start a business, we have several business owners there. And of course, oh, and for those of you who don't know, I am Maria Wall. I am the host of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, of course, and the Sunday Morning Meditation, along with I am the founder and CEO of the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 community-based nonprofit. Some of the ladies in the group are CEOs of nonprofits. Others are for-profits. So we can answer your questions on so many different levels. We're bringing so many experiences to the table, and we're from all walks of life. We're from all ethnicities. We are a group of powerhouse women. Get ready to learn and remember our names, because you will be seeing a lot of us in the future. And of course, like I said, we're looking for representatives in every state in America and then beyond. But right now, we want to have a representative in every state in America. And then we'll start working on going abroad, of course. So with that said, you know, get involved. Get involved. I want you to get involved. Welcome to all of our guests in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining me here this evening on Healing Hurt Talk Radio. And to all of our guests who are listening in our call query, thank you so much. Ladies, if you're in the chat room, and I see that Lenny is in the chat room, if you'd like to call in, our number is 646-478-4726. I'm sure our listeners would love to hear from you. Hey, T-Lady. T-Lady is in the chat room as well. Thank you all for being here with me this evening for this abbreviated show. And if you'd like to, of course, be on air, of course, give us a call, 646-478-4726. And press the number 1 on your phone to let me know that you'd like to be on air. And let's see. Of course, a lot of people have been asking, well, when are you coming? Well, we've just gotten our promotional video finished, and we're still putting everything together. But if you'd like to invite any of the ladies individually or the group to your area, of course, you can just send that message to me, and we will work on the schedule and the timing for that appearance. So once again, if you want to get involved, there's several ways you can do that. You can write to me at wall_foundation. That's wall_foundation on Twitter, or you can find us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. We're there on Facebook. Join us there. Like us. That's where you can keep up to date on all of the information that we have. And, of course, for those of you who want to write, you can write to us at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133, or give us a call at 202-618-2556. Or, of course, you can email to get more information at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Again, we are about to do something great. We're going to take this country by storm because now so many people are hurting and they need people to help them through. And a lot of times, for those of you who are in the realm where you work in the public, you know that people, although they want help, a lot of times they also push help away. So for those of you who know who we are and you know our stories, we've been there, done that. We have walked that mile in your shoes. We have done this. And we have a caller online. I'll be bringing on caller 1444. And we're going to do that right now. Hey, caller. Hello?
Hey, Maria. It's Lenny.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, it's me.
How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
I am okay.
I'm excited to. I found the whole thing. I found it on my own.
Yep. You did. And that's a good thing.
I'm excited. Yes.
And,
it is.
I am so pumped up about this. And excited because, I don't know about you, but I'm sure you can. But if you can feel the energy behind it all, it's just wonderful. And so many times you have to go through all of the wrong people to get the right group of people. And I believe that's what we've done
here
with the I Am group, because This is such a powerful group of women, and each of us has a story to tell, and that's what I like about it. And I like the fact that when I'm feeling down, I can draw from each of your energy. You guys just come around, and you uplift me, and we uplift one another. And that's what I've been seeking and searching for. And that's what makes this whole project awesome.
Well, yeah, that's really, you know, that's what it's about, Maria. You know, for me, you know, it's about being the hands and feet of Christ, being able to show women that they don't have to stay in, you know, domestic violent marriages or relationships, that they can, it doesn't matter what your circumstance is, you can rise above. And, you know, yes, I am homeless, but you know what? I have a roof over my head, so it's okay. You know, it's okay. And the energy that this group of women has is just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and I want us to get more women to recognize and realize the energy within and the power and the strength that we have. And so many women are selling themselves short because they've allowed their circumstances to take over their entire lives.
Yep. You're so right. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, we found each other again, you know, because we, you know, I have, it's been, what, a couple of years, 2 years, I think, since we've seen each other last. And
yep.
I was bound and determined, man, to find you. So glad we did, because that's how it's going to be in store, man. This world is not going to be the same once we're done with it. You know, we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah. But for our listeners, for those of you that
go
don't
ahead.
You know, Lenny and I had lost touch years ago. And how'd you do? One day you decided to Google me. And that's how that's how she found me again after all these years. She got the epiphany to Google me.
Yeah.
And that's how she found me again. And you know, it's so hard because last time I saw Lydia was one of my best friends and I. We had gone up to Pennsylvania when she was living there to visit her for the weekend, her and her children. And, you know, since then, in those few years, one of my very good friend has passed away, and every now and then I go on Yahoo and try to see if I could catch up with Lenny or something, but our lives just kept going in different directions. Lenny relocated to Michigan, and you know, oh, for the power of the internet and the almighty Google, you know, she was able to get back. And
just,
of course,
you know, like I had, you know, those one of those aha moments. Oh, I can Google Maria.
But I'll tell you, we're going to have you back on, Lenny, for a special show because I want you to share your story. I reset the guest room because I couldn't see people coming in when I had the old guest room up. So I see people now, but I want people to understand that your story and how heartfelt your story is, because I think that that's really going to hit home for a lot of people. But for the grace of God, so many of us could be in the same spot. And to hear you speak, and to just feel your vibe. People wouldn't readily know that you're homeless and, you know, what you've been through, domestic violence and the marital rapes and things like that. Although I can relate because I've been down that road. I'm not homeless, but I've been pretty darn close. Mm-hmm. And I know that if I don't keep moving forward, I will be. And I don't readily have anyone to fall back on either. So I understand to a degree what you're going through, but I'd love to have you as a guest so that you can share your story with, you know, our, my listeners. And I have listeners all over the world, so it's just a story that needs to be told, because the faces of homelessness may surprise some people.
Mhm. Yep. And I would be honored to do that for you. You know, you just let me know when.
I sure will. And so all of our guests, if you have a question or comment, of course, if you're in the chat room, you can type it out. We have about 3 minutes left on air. Now, if you want to continue the conversation, you can call in 646-478-4726. The show can continue. If someone has a question and has been answered fully, I'll extend the show off air. But when it archives, you can hear the full show. So anyway, if you'd like to call in just to listen to the show, feel free to do so, because we have about 2 minutes left, I'm assuming, of on-air time, about 3 minutes and 19 seconds. So again, get involved with the I Am Project. Join us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. Like us there. That's the best way to keep in contact with us. But before we go, as always, my usual mantra is I pray each and every one of you enough. Enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. Enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I wish each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And we're coming. We're going to be here in the virtual world. We're going to be in your town so that you can see, touch, and shake our hands. And if you need to cry, we will be there to dry your tears. But we're coming, and we're going to try to heal and touch as many people as we can with the I Am Project. I am, and you are, a precious, precious commodity on the face of the planet. Every day, look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am. And you can, I am whatever you like. You can choose to be, I am a great person. Or some people look in the mirror and they think that I am, and they're a terrible person. So for those people, we'll pray that one morning they'll have that wake-up call. They'll go into the mirror and say, I am appreciative that someone woke me up. But, you know, everyone has a destiny in this earth. And this has been a long time coming. This whole project and this whole movement has been a long time coming. So with that said, we only have about a minute and 15 seconds left on air time. If you'd like to hear more, join us back here next week, when I think I'll have Lenny on next week. So we can talk and you can give us a call.
Okay.
But until then, I want to wish you all a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening. And I will see you back here tomorrow morning for our Sunday morning meditation. But until then, this is Maria Wall, and I'm going to end with our new theme song by Cassandra Allen. Where I Want to Be is the title, and you can get your copy on Amazon. She is also one of our colleagues, and I am. But until next time, you be well, and we'll have Lenny back here next week to tell us her story. So until then, everyone, be well, and I'll see you back here again real, real soon. Thank you.